The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Isaiah, a prophet of God, says in chapter 40, verses 21 and 22, words just as meaningful today, which will never change. He says, quote, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in." End quote. He is the exact same God today who sent Jesus into the world as the sacrificial lamb for the sins of all mankind. We are living in challenging times. We need God's mercy today. Jesus said to his disciples in John 16 and verse 33, "In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The beauty of God's word is in knowing we have what we need to navigate the situational difficulties in this life. When we are confronted with adversity, there is power in understanding the meaning of the words of the Apostle Paul to the brethren in Romans 8 and verse 31, which says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" For those unwilling to trust in the words of the living God who sent Jesus because of his love for mankind, you are on your own. And just as the devil sought to sift the Apostle Peter as wheat, as mentioned by Jesus in Luke 22 and verse 31, the devil will sift you as wheat. Let's just cut to the chase, which means get to the point. Here's the point. Psalms 46 and verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Do you think the meaning of those words will ever change anytime soon or in the future based on the things happening throughout the world today? Which begs another question. Who are you placing your trust in? Jeremiah, a prophet of God, says chapter 17 and verse 5, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord." So the question again is this: who are you placing your trust in? There's a word defined in the dictionary as immunity, and it is used when trying to reach an agreement, usually in the court of law. Within the legal sense, it means exemption from something such as an obligation or penalty. When Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary, immunity from the penalty of sin was granted to all of mankind. Strongly consider the words of the Apostle Paul to the brethren in Romans 13 and verse 12, which says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Sometimes we need to stop and think and not outsource our ability to think and reason to those on many of the social media platforms who walk in darkness, who have no conscience toward God, nor belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Which begs another question: do you know Jesus? If not, you need to. He died for you.